Hello, my name is Karan, podcast reporter for the Newspaper Club, and today I'm joined by...
Palak Dhillon. I'm in grade 12, and I'm the president of Social Justice Council.
All right, Palak. So today the one question that I have for you is regarding espresso self. And so my one question is, what makes espresso self unique in comparison to other events of this nature?
So I think it really provides a platform for students to express their creative talents while also shining light on important social justice issues that are not generally talked about within society, such as mental health or poverty. And it provides students with like a night to kind of just relax and kind come together for an important cause.
All right. Thank you. Hey, guys. This is Karan back with the Newspaper Club podcast interviewer. And today I'm with...
Ron Ebola. So I'm in grade 11.
All right, Ronit. So today we're going to be talking about the Espresso Self talent show, and I heard that you performed. So can you tell the audience what exactly you performed?
So I did a rap. I rapped the song. It was an instrumental by Russ, an old instrumental. It's called Piranha. And yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. So what did you rap about, and what message were you trying to send to the audience while you were rapping?
So, as the process, began, I just started off, I was freestyling to beats, right, and, I found my flow that I wanted to go with, and then as I started, writing lyrics to it, it kind of became about, my own struggles and my own experiences with just, kind of mental health issues and just, stuff surrounding that, and just, pain and struggle, stuff like that. So as it progressed, it became more about, my experiences and just how I deal with struggles that I go through with, and then that kind of the message that I was trying to get across was pretty much we all go through some sort of struggle in our life. It may not be to the extent of a mental health issue, but we still go through something, and it's the way that we respond to these struggles which really shapes our character, and we really need to find a way or an outlet that we can put our whatever we've been through, an outlet to kind of put it all out, so we can kind of get past our obstacles that we go through in life. So that was really the message that I was trying to go for.
All right, thank you so much, Ronit.